Welcome to Business as Unusual, a podcast hosted by 360T, examining how firms in the FX industry are continuing to achieve business goals in an unusual working environment.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast with myself, Galen Stops from 360T. And I'm delighted to be joined today by Andreas Gardner, a trader at Traton. Andreas, thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome.
I especially appreciate your dedication because I think the listeners should know that it's getting on late in the afternoon, early evening your time on a Friday, and it's a long holiday in Europe. So I especially appreciate you making the time to chat to me today. I know that you probably have more interesting things to do right now.
No worries. I'm happy to have the interview with you.
So the first thing I wanted to ask you was to find out what areas of your operations have required the most attention and focus from you as you've adapted to the current circumstances?
Well, as I'm working within Traton's trading team, I can only talk about that area. Mm-hmm. We are currently 5 traders, to give you a picture, and thus the alignment of who's taking care of which deal order required most attention to avoid multiple execution. It is quite easy for those orders received via 360T's EMS. For orders received through other channels like email, more alignment with the colleagues in the team is necessary. It took us some days of adoption, and then we found out it's easier for us to categorize the orders into different tasks and then decide on a daily basis who's taking care for which task, instead of aligning on each and every single deal order.
And personally, how have you found sort of working in this more decentralized environment?
Well, honestly, at the beginning, I felt quite unusual to work from home, and to some extent, I even felt kind of isolated from my trading colleagues. But technology helps to overcome that issue. You can have audio calls, video calls, team chats. There are nearly too many possibilities, but it does not fully compensate. Besides, video conferences are often delayed, and then 2 or even more people ask or answer at the same time, accidentally, so that nobody in the call understands any question or answer. In the next moment, everybody is waiting, which suddenly interrupts the discussion. So you can imagine that's a challenge.
It's a challenge I know well. Yeah, it's been interesting. I'll tell you one story quickly that's happened to me in the past week or so, which was I was having a conversation with someone via a Zoom discussion. So it was a video, I could see them and they could see me. And this person had an incredibly professional setup at home. It looks like they were in an office. They were even wearing a shirt, which I feel is quite a rarity these days. Everything looked very professional and very normal. And then right at the end of the call, this person reached to grab an item off their desk, which was behind their computer. And their computer screen went down so I could see the floor. And the floor was just covered in children's toys. You couldn't even see the carpet. There were so many children's toys just out of view of the camera, which I thought was quite funny.
Yeah, sure.
Switching back to the business for a moment, I mean, do you think, given that everything we've experienced and gone through lately, do you think you'll be making any long-term changes to your business as a result of all this? And I'm thinking here, you know, that could be technology, it could be operations, it could be communications. I'm just interested if you have any long-term changes you plan to make.
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, definitely our future working environment will be different in the aftermath of the corona pandemic. I personally believe the way I work will be mostly affected, and those changes will mainly be driven by technology and digitalization. I expect faster and deeper adaption of new technologies in our operating processes. To picture this, simply look at the meetings. Skype, Teams, video conferences were all available a long time before this pandemic, and we also used it. But the pandemic forced me and my colleagues to nearly exclusively use it to bridge the distance. For example, instead of biweekly personally team meetings as of before the pandemic, we now have 2 video conferences with the team a week. Of course, that will change again after the pandemic, but I expect to have more video conferences all in all in future. To my opinion, the FX market itself is already digital to a high degree, but the pandemic forced us to make all the processes around trading more digital. And most of that will remain in future, but not everything.
Interesting. So you talk there about the FX market already being highly digital. Was your feeling and your sense generally that the infrastructure and the technology in the FX market held up well in the face of both the recent volatility and people being forced to work from home or in different environments, certainly?
Yes, to my opinion, FX market technology held up really well. As I just said, FX markets are already digitalized to a high degree. In terms of technology, it was no big deal to work from home. All we had to do were some minor changes to our processes around trading, but there were no changes to the way we traded, as that process is already fully digital and highly automated.
So Andreas, are you enjoying this work from home environment right now, or are you finding yourself itching to get back in the office and get back to normal?
Honestly, I'm looking forward to getting back to normality. Also, I need to admit that working from home feels like the new normal after several weeks.
Yeah.
Working from home gives more flexibility. For example, I can easily have lunch together with my wife and my children and return to work right after the lunch break, which is not the case when I'm in the office. And once I finish my work in the evening, I do not spend time traveling home. But working in the office also has advantages. It's easier to align with the colleagues and have a spontaneous meeting whenever necessary. That will save time as well. To summarize, both working from home and the office has its own pros and cons.
I couldn't agree with you more. I certainly miss socializing with colleagues and those spontaneous conversations you happen and learning from people around you. But equally like you, I don't miss my commute. And I have never eaten so well during work hours as I have when I've been working from home. Andreas, as I said at the beginning of the podcast, I'm conscious that you have better things to do than stay here talking to me on your weekend. Thank you so much for taking the time today. That was really interesting and I really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for listening to Business as Unusual. Check the 360T website to catch up on past episodes and find new listings.